Welcome to Heart, Hustle, and Humor, a show for dedicated, hardworking, fun entrepreneurs and business owners who want to build a business bigger than their own satisfaction. We all know heart got you started, hustle made it happen, and humor got you through it. This is the only place you can get inspired and motivated by my guests who are using the trifecta of heart, hustle, and humor in their business. It's time to dream higher. Today's episode is brought to you by Kaleidoscope Media Services. Kaleidoscope Media Services helps professionals scale their business by adding digital products for success. I'm your host, Dr. T. Welcome to another episode of Heart, Hustle, and Humor. In studio today, I have Morgana Ray. Now, this is incredible. She is an international best-selling author, speaker, and seven-figure life and business coach for over 27 years. That means she gets her stuff, right? The inventor of financial acumen coaching. Morgana guides entrepreneurs and inventors, healers and humanitarians heal the rift between heart, spirit, and money to save the world as only they can. She is the number one author of in Amazon, mover and shaker in all categories, bestseller in US, Canada, UK, Germany, France, Italy, and for the Financial Acumen 12 Months of Magic and Manifestation. And I have the privilege of having her today. Welcome.
Whoa, what an introduction. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, when I first found out about you, I saw the things you were doing. And to me, you were the perfect guest for the Heart, Hustle, and Humor, because you really, when I read your story about you redesigning your business and in January 2012, and I always think it's important for people to take a look at their business and redesign it. But you redesigned it because you wanted to make room for travel and love. And you have found that. And you have actually been married, and we'll let you tell the secret, 25 weddings when you've traveled, and you've traveled to 100 countries. And of course, it's with your husband.
We're in the process. We've been married 25 times in 20 countries, because some countries we come back to, and you know, we get married in this part of Mexico, but then we have to go to that part of Mexico, you know. So
all right, so 25 times. Tell me what's this whole love and money thing?
Okay, well, there are a lot of layers to that question, but in terms of what you brought up around my business, in 2012, that was a really interesting year, because my business had been accelerating beyond what I had ever imagined for several years. And my heart was broken, just like so deep, dark, I was 45, because my birthday's in January, makes it really easy. And honestly, I had been searching for my soulmate since I was 4 years old, chasing Brian Patterson under the piano. And I made a decision that I needed to make space for love, because at that time I was self-publishing my best-selling book. Mm-hmm. My publisher was Office Max at that time, which meant a lot of time going to the store to order copies, make copies, and then stand in line at the post office, which had, you know, is a lot of work. And I also had hundreds of clients, which is too many. So where was room for the guy, especially since I'd been doing a lot of traveling and a lot of public speaking, going to these amazing places, going to Norway and Ireland and Australia and just Scotland and going to all these places that I thought, oh my God, it's so romantic here and I'm all alone. And I just wanted to travel the world with the love of my life. So what I did at the beginning of 2012 was I decided to digitalize my products, except for the book, which I put on Amazon and got a real publisher. And so I didn't have to do any standing in line the next year. But like all of those CDs, do you remember CDs that used to come on plastic discs? Yeah, and I would have to like stand in the post office and mail those too. So I digitalized everything and I decided I just needed fewer clients. So I made space and a couple of weird things happened. I quadrupled my income really quickly. By April of that year, I'd already made $250,000. And that was, and it was going to double by the end of the year. And then in August, and there's more to it, I also did the process I do on relationship with money. I did that on my relationship with love in June. And 2 months later in August, I met my husband. And for the wedding thing, and I have this idea, it's almost like, when you change your relationship with money, it's like the money that wanted to be with you, but you kept pushing away all those years, it finally gets to be with you. So there's a tendency for it to come in big. And I think the same thing happened for me with love is like, I've been searching with every cell of my body for love for decade upon decade upon decade with a totally unbroken track record of miserable failure. And when I finally changed my relationship with love and looked at what, why I might be protecting myself from love. And when I uncovered that, it was like, well, no wonder, like makes total sense. Hello. And I got rid of the danger. It's like all the love that had been waiting for 45 years came in really quickly in this one person. And my husband, who did not believe in marriage, had a very unhappy first marriage to, by the way, a wonderful woman who we had lunch with her last weekend. And that was one of the reasons I'm with him is he's always only had really nice things to say about his ex, but really sad first marriage, didn't believe in marriage as an institution, is the one who came up with the idea of, hey, let's get married 100 times in 100 countries. 18 months after we met. So I am traveling the world with the love of my life. Just like I kept every time I would go on a trip, I go, oh, I want to travel the world with the love of my life. Well, now I do. And I ended up with a person who, honestly, I think just, and I'm a romantic fool. And my husband keeps outdoing me on like, he doesn't consider himself romantic, but his actions are so loving.
Yeah.
And this I think is really important. You're looking at or listening to a human being who can be very full of self-worth and self-love and confidence and blah, 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 blah. And I'm also a huge gaping a whole pit of like human insecurities and, and my husband, I picked a person or I attracted a person who looks at that and goes, well, okay. So she needs endless attention and endless reassurances. So maybe if I marry her 100 times, she'll get the hint that I love her. And I say that to every person who is listening, who has a shopping list of reasons you're not lovable and reasons nobody is going to pick you or reasons it's not going to work out. I have a shopping list too. And all it means is your person is the person who can look at your shopping list and see it's not really a big deal. Just like you will be the person who will look at their shopping list of everything that makes them wrong for everybody else. And you go, that's not a problem.
Right.
And you make it work out.
Yeah, I love that because that is the reality. We all do what we do, but there's still that nagging little thing in our head that sometimes sends us into this overwhelming security. And I love when people have partners that support the good and the bad, right? I know we say it, but it really is this balance. And here's what I love too about you is you made a commitment to do travel and love. And what you did is you said, how can I free up my time? I'm good at what I do. I have great information. I know I can teach people. And you created these digital products. And, you know, over at Kaleidoscope Media Services, that's all we do. We tell people, what do you want? Where do you want to be in the world? And how do you want to generate revenue? Digitize yourself. But it's that underlying heart. You have to know your stuff. You have to want to get it out there. And you have to move from that one-to-one to the one-to-many so you can get that out there. And your story is so in line with that philosophy. Love, money, love, relationships just go hand in hand.
And there's something really, really cool extra about when you digitalize. First of all, I can afford to be generous. So people can access me at a way, way, way lower investment than coaching, which frees me up. Like, because even the free stuff, like the more people who have a breakthrough, the better my world gets, the better I feel about the future of all of us. And what happened is I started selling so much of the digital stuff that I was in 2012, I started selling, making hundreds of thousands of dollars of these $99 package sales, which meant that I didn't need to coach as many people privately. It also meant that it didn't make sense to charge what I was charging when I was making so much more money from the digital. So my private prices went up.
Yes.
And I was getting bigger results with my private clients because they were getting more of my focus, more of my attention, more of my energy, more of honestly my magic, whatever it is in me that gets these big results. And that's when the client results were consistently more in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, more in the millions of dollars results of the people I was working with one-on-one. Way bigger results because there were fewer of them.
Yes.
So I was able to give more value instead of less.
Yeah.
And so at the same time, I didn't have to feel guilty about the people I wasn't coaching because I was providing lots of value and getting loads and loads and loads of testimonials from the digital products themselves. What the digital products can't do is what I can do, which is see what's in the way that you can't see. But I want you to have a breakthrough and a success without me. In fact, the people who have the breakthroughs and the successes without me very, very often turn into my private clients later.
Sure. Yep, that's exactly it. Well, they learn to see who you are. They understand your drive, your mission, your passion, and really the work that we all need to do. There's getting these things, thinking differently about finance, about love, about ourselves. Well, you also do events, right? You do these, you used to do them in Bali right now, but I think you're going to do them in Mexico. So you have that opportunity to provide the digital, but then they also have these opportunities to join you. What do you do there?
Well, okay. Apologies to men. I love you. Mwah. You can't do this. So I started doing my Ultimate Money Goddess retreat. It started when I was in Bali and I had this experience walking down the street thinking to myself, I am the fattest woman here and I've never felt more gorgeous in my life and every woman needs to feel this. And I had a live event back in Los Angeles teaching my Money Goddess curriculum and I knew that I needed some continuing education offer. And all of my friends were doing masterminds and it didn't feel right or what I wanted to do. I wanted to take a bunch of women to Bali. So I just got on stage and said, I don't want to do a mastermind. Screw the screwy, I use stronger language, mastermind. Who wants to go to Bali? And it was such an amazing powerful, intimate experience that I was hooked like a junkie. And I keep missing the group before, so I have to do it again because I'm like the crazy ex-girlfriend and I'm in touch. I'm in touch with the women who did it years ago. There's my client Gabriella, who was this young woman with six figures of debt when she hired me. And now she is the founder of Latino Wall Street on the Forbes Business Council and being profiled on like the number one TV shows in Latin America, happily married, living on a beach in Puerto Rico. And she's just one, you know, it's the bonding, especially for women visionaries and innovators and leaders that can be so lonely, because when you see what nobody else sees, especially if you're a woman, people can treat you like you're insane or a space alien. Men and women don't get you and can be. And I just spent an hour talking to a woman who's going to be going with me just like right before this, our conversation, a woman who's going with me to Mexico. It's that experience of being so good at what you do and seeing what you see and people get threatened by it. Mm-hmm. And that's a wound. And when you're with a group of women who have that same experience, it's like finding your family for the first time, because nobody's competitive and everybody is cheering for each other. And this is very often the first time we've had that experience. So I'm really, it's my drug of choice. You know, it's.
Yeah. So, well, and you know, when we were talking, you know, one of the things that you mentioned was, you know, when I asked people, you know, where do you see the future? This was great. This is what great what you said. Working from home, we're going to still working home, or at least have the option to do it. But this piece right here, businesses will be getting more remote and more automated. Even though we're changing, it's still going to be more, which will make, and this is what you're talking about, your in-person event, in-person experiences more intentional and more social. And that's the sense and the feeling I get from you when you are coaching people or you're doing these weekend retreats or workshops. You really get that intentionality to it.
Thank you. I think a lot of in-person business historically has been very transactional. Mm-hmm. Here's my money. Thank you for the hamburger. While I value jobs, I think the people working at Burger King or wherever they work are capable of more and want to do something more meaningful to them. So I know that there's a lot of anxiety about automation, but I'm really, really inspired by the physicist philosopher Buckminster Fuller. And he said something along the lines of, at a certain point, we're going to recognize the fallacy that people need to earn a living and need to have jobs that don't need to be done by them.
Yeah.
And when we get that, then we will free ourselves to focus on much higher level problem solving, like the real problems of the world, and our energy and attention can go into creating art and make and a higher quality of living for everybody. So that is my dream, that as we lose some jobs, better possibilities open up for everybody.
I think this is one of those things that the struggle of the last year has been difficult. And what we have to do now is take away some of these new opportunities. And I do think new jobs are going to come out of this. And I think more, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, building passionate communities, online digital communities. And we're seeing more and more people come to us to say, we want this interaction, this constant interaction where we can have dialogue with like-minded people. And that's going to be the workforce. People want this. We're becoming very socially driven people. And I'm excited for the possibilities. But
I during the pandemic. My husband and I, we've been taking West Coast swing classes for several years. My father died of Alzheimer's 2 years ago. When I found out that he had Alzheimer's, I accidentally met a Stanford doctor who told me that partner dancing is the number one activity to prevent and reverse Alzheimer's. And when I told my husband, he immediately enrolled us in tango classes because to, you know, take care of my brain. And then the tango teacher said, well, if you take West Coast swing, you might not be as bad at tango. So we started taking West Coast swing and we got better at it, but we weren't really getting better at tango. So we dropped the tango and just became Westies. So for a year, we've been doing West Coast swing classes online. And it can't, that's one of those things that can never really be replaced. Like on one hand, for the teachers, it's great because a teacher based in Long Beach can have students in Germany and Russia and London and Brazil. But to really learn how to dance, you need to be in a room with people and with people you're not married to so that you can learn how to listen to and adapt and not anticipate other people's styles. We as followers and leaders need to learn how to lead people who they're not married to. And it's exhilarating. And that's something that can't be automated. Right. That's the kind of thing that, you know, life should be this, this kind of joy in contact with other people.
Well, that's got to be why my pops is 96 years old and still doing good, because he's loved to dance all his life. But you know what? You wouldn't have got to where you are without a lot of hustle. And your whole thing is basically it's 99% of just outlasting other people. So
oh,
what's
yeah.
your hustle? How do you help people with the hustle part?
Well, my favorite people are the smarty pants who just freaking know more than their competition, and they work harder and they do everything they're supposed to do, and they're still not getting the results that they should be getting. Mm-hmm. I like to say my favorite clients are the Hermione Grangers, the smartest person in the room. And that kid with the glasses is getting all the credit, and it's crazy making.
Yeah.
So what I have found, because I've coached thousands of people over the years, is that when you're doing everything you're supposed to be doing and the results that you've been promised that make sense are not happening, and you're not an idiot and you're doing the work.
Yeah.
And which is just such a cruel situation to be in. What I have found is that what's really going on is you are almost certainly protecting yourself from what you want. And it's not conscious. If it was conscious, you would have fixed it, because you're a problem solver and you're a smarty pants. So what we need to do is we need to find out what's going on unconsciously and why you're protecting yourself from money. There are lots of good reasons to protect yourself from money, why you're protecting yourself from success, love, health, whatever your block is. Because when we can find out what the danger is and also what the payoff is of protecting yourself, then we can remove the danger, and you get to keep the payoff, but you get to keep it from a better source. And we make it safe to have what you want. And in my experience, change happens at the speed of safety. And as soon as we neutralize the danger, that thing that has been eluding you your whole life becomes available to you very, very quickly. You cannot beat the unconscious. The unconscious never rests. It's 24/7. So you need to get it on your side. You need to convince your unconscious. You have to listen to what you've been carrying your whole life. Mm-hmm. Find out what it is and renegotiate your relationship with what you want so that your unconscious is on board and working for you, not against you. So with money, that's what I'm known for. That's kind of, that's my wheelhouse or my pain door, but it's not really about money. And it's not just money, but it's a very good starting place for pain, because money itself is this human invention that really represents very sensitive human issues, mm-hmm. like worth, love, and safety.
Yes.
So anything that has ever made us feel unloved or unworthy or unsafe, especially if it doesn't appear to have anything to do with money, accidents, betrayals, eating disorders, illnesses, all that kind of stuff that made the world unsafe, or like you felt unwelcome or not good enough or not wanted, that's the stuff that we dig up, because that's the real root cause of not feeling safe to have what you want, because that's what money represents. So it's going to be the money monster that you want to protect yourself from. So step number one is uncover the root cause. Step number two, and it gets weird, but it's really, really necessary, is then you personify it, because that takes it out of being an intellectual exercise,
mm-hmm.
and it makes it real, and it connects your heart to what you've always been feeling anyway. So a lot of people talk about mindset, but since we're on the Heart Hustle and what's the last
humor.
Humor show, I want you to have a millionaire heart set. So the hustle is what you already know how to do, but when you can change your heart's relationship on a true, full person level, even the places you didn't know about before, so that money is worthy of love and trust and being a partner in your life, then you get different results without having to work harder. It's like the stuff you've been doing, suddenly the spigot turns and the flow comes.
Love that. The spigot turns and the flow comes. Yeah. And it's interesting, because I think what you're saying is it is the safety. And I think we always look at the safety, you know, that's Maslow's hierarchy, right? You have to have your basic needs met, and then you can do things. That there's this whole piece of actualization, and it's like, how do we get to the actualization? And we can keep doing things and doing things and doing things, but there's just that little something that I know sometimes I feel it. It's like, there's more out there. There's more for me to do. And you just, you try to go for it and you know, and, but it's the things that you love to do. And I love what you said here. Change happens. I had to write it down. I just wanted to capture it. Change happens at the speed of safety. Wow. What a quotable quote. I love that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And it's not just bringing the money in. And I think sometimes the hustle, because I've coached millionaires who are exhausted and it's not sustainable, because they know how to make the money, but they have to work too hard for it at the sacrifice of their relationships and their health. Yeah. Or they make a lot of money and then their relationships change as a result. And these all become very subtle, unconscious motivations to get rid of the money. So the monster can be on that end too. So what we want, like when you hustle, I want your hustle to be fun. Money likes to have fun. What if you only were able to make money doing what you love? Working with people you love.
Yep.
What if that made your money happier? But you can't get there until you deal with the monster first, because the monster is there. And for a visual, because what we want is a relationship with a money honey who loves you and you want to be with. But here's the thing. The bed is not big enough for the monster and the honey simultaneously. Somebody's always going to get edged out. So we have to get rid of the monster first. That's what creates the possibility, the dynamic, the energy of having that that new relationship and having that real heart connection. Is first we need to get rid of the old boyfriend,
yeah,
or girlfriend or whatever.
Right. Yep. Get rid of it.
Yeah.
kick the monster out of the bed. All right. That visual will be burned in my head for a very long time.
Great.
All right. But let's talk a little bit about humor, because obviously you like to have some fun.
Yes.
You know that laughing is important, but tell me what it is for you.
Well, in a way, humor is medicine, especially for the hardest things of our life. And those hard things in life are part of life and not to be shamed or made bad or rejected. I actually want to use it. But I think part of the healing process is when we can have humor for what we have been through, I think it lightens things up. And there's actually nothing more joyous or more intimate or more bonding than shared humor. My husband makes me laugh. That's the sexiest thing. In clients, I really like to see money honeys, these imaginary new relationships with money that also have a sense of humor. I received an email years ago from a woman named Lynn Swanson, who gave me permission to share her name. And I can't remember many of the stories, but every now and then something just, you know, really lands deep with me. And her money honey showed up looking like John Travolta in the white suit from Saturday Night Fever, right?
Right.
And as soon as I read that, I was like, oh my God, this woman had, she got it because she kept trying to change his clothing because the white suit was kind of ridiculous.
Right.
But he kept popping back. No, he wanted to wear the white suit. And she asked her money, honey, I'll tell you where to like, go through all the six steps a lot deeper than we have time for. But the final step is action. And so she made a deal with her money, honey, that the action that she would take is she would transfer money from one bank account to another, which, by the way, does nothing. Like, why bother? She had all this debt. She couldn't make payroll. She was freaked out. What's the answer? Her money, honey, wanted her to transfer money from one bank account to another, which is like useless. But it was very clear that's what he wanted her to do. So she did it. By the way, that's the important part, is she did it, is being true to your word and your commitment and doing it. And she got in the car and was heading back to the office, decided to pick up coffee for the people in her office. So she stops at a coffee shop and she's standing in line and she's checking her email on her iPhone. And she gets an email from a client who owed a large five-figure amount of money that he was wiring all the money that day. He had just been invoiced that day. All of her other clients were like not paying her bills. This one was like, oh yeah, wiring it today, all of it. And she looked at the amount and it was going to more than cover her bills and the payroll and then some. And then she looked at the timestamp on the email and she looked at the timestamp on the bank deposit slip and it was a difference of 2 minutes.
Wow. Wow. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
So there is a sense of humor and a sense of fun. I have three rules for all business decisions. Number one, it has to help others. Number two, it has to be fun. And number three, and in full disclosure, it probably shouldn't be number three, but I have to put it on the list just to remind myself, because this is the relationship with money that I've been working on for, you know, the last 20 years, and I've made millions of dollars, but I still have to always put it on my list, and it has to be wildly profitable. So
there you go.
Business decision.
Right.
Has to be fun, has to help people, and it has to be wildly profitable.
Yes.
Because that's sustainable.
Yes. So the sustainability of wildly profitable. Say it
but
again.
All three, because making a wild profit and not helping people is not worth doing.
Right.
And doing what you hate to help people and make a profit, also not sustainable. And having fun and not making money is a hobby.
Yes.
So, you know, I believe that the whole purpose of money is to serve love, lifestyle, and legacy.
Yes.
So that's fun helping others and also being richly rewarded, so that you can also have a life free to focus on love, lifestyle, and legacy.
Yes. Wow. So in line with our philosophy of our company, just really building something that's incredibly amazing, that's serving people, providing an impact, while generating sustainability. The more income or the more revenue or however you want to label it, the more impact we get to have. Mm-hmm. It's like, you just get to serve so many more people. And that is what you are doing. And I love, love, love that. And I cannot tell you how exciting it is to have you here with us, but I want people to be able to have more of you. So how do people get a hold of you? What's the best way?
Easy peasy. Go to MorganaRay.com. Just look at my name and add a .com there. And that website is like the mothership of everything you need at any level, wherever you are on your journey. There's loads of free stuff. There's my 4-part video series. A really great place to start is my money love quiz to see where you are and what my recommendations are for getting started. There's also my blog, tons of resources, my book. That is the best thing to do if you're not coaching with me, is I created a book that is a hybrid of a book and a self-coaching system, Financial Alchemy, 12 Months of Magic and Manifestation. And if you've already decided, I'm just ready to work with Morgana, that's where you can find an application to get on a call with me and talk about where you are, where you want to be, and we can figure out the best way to work together to get you where you want to be.
And to my listeners, can you see why I wanted her on this show? She is a true, generous person. She provides value. She gives you things. She's already offered you so many things. Go to that website, pick up her book. It's on Amazon. You can get it. Just go for it and then reach out if you're ready to work with her. I cannot tell you how exciting it has been for me to have you here, Morgana. Thank you so, so much for providing such value to our listeners.
Thank you.
So this is the end of our Heart, Hustle, and Humor episode with Morgana Ray, and I've been your host, Dr. T. And if you liked it, please subscribe, like us, share with your friends, and leave us a review. Until next time, continue to dream higher. Are you a professional looking to take your business to the next level? If the answer is yes, then I want you to go to KaleidoscopeMediaServices.com. Check it out. And if you feel you are ready, then set up a time to talk to me and my co-founder, Laura Neubauer. I'm your host, Dr. T. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to leave us a review and share this podcast with your friends.